I got a turn. I'm trying to be Maria this morning, which means I have to make a mess of getting connected. So, good morning, everybody. It is a hot and steamy evening here in Australia, where I'm calling you from. And I'm hoping that by now in Montreal and the rest of Canada, that you are actually getting better weather than you were when I was speaking to you yesterday. So today, it is my great pleasure to welcome everybody to our podcast, Millionaire of Les Diamants. And I want to say a big, big thank you to you for joining us this morning. Today, we're going to be looking at some more of the five success qualities which came out of the study by the Gallup organization done in the mid-80s. But before we get to that, I'm going to ask, first of all, for Marie-Pierre to share with you how to share the podcast. And Marie-Pierre, while you're on, why don't you give us an update on where we are with all the competitions? Because it's the 1st of March today. So that must mean something different is happening. So over to you, Marie-Pierre.
Yeah, so first we want to make sure that you share the podcast everywhere. So if you are on Podbean or on Facebook, you will see at the bottom of your screen when you write a comment, just beside it, you have the arrow to share. So if you are on Podbean, you will be able to share on different social media platform, but you can also share by text message and by Messenger. So make sure that you share everywhere. And if you are on Facebook, you will see that you have the opportunity to share on your personal profile, on your story, if you have a page, a group, so you can share on every place on Facebook too. And yes, it's the beginning of the new month, but we have to wait until next week to have our official top five and the winner of the draw. So yes, we have to wait for Facebook to update the top five. So, but we have the new month starting today. So that means that yes, it's starting today for the new top five, the new challenge. So again, our top five for this month who contribute the most on our Facebook group, Les Millionnaires des Diamants, will get the notebook Les Millionnaires des Diamants, the new one. And everyone that contribute during the month, you will be in the draw for a t-shirt. Maya decided March is going to be another month of t-shirt. So yes, everyone who contribute, you will be in the draw for a t-shirt Les Millionnaires des Diamants. And then for everyone who invites someone new during the month on the group, and for everyone who joined the group during the month, you will be in the draw for another t-shirt. And then we'll have another t-shirt that we will draw for everyone who share when you receive your book, when you receive your agenda, take a picture and post it on social media, tag Maria Mariano. One is gonna be for everyone when you receive your new item from the Shopify Les Millionnaires des Diamants, so our boutique Les Millionnaires des Diamants. So when you receive it or when you order it, take a picture and post it on the group so you will be in the draw for a t-shirt Les Millionnaires des Diamants.
So I guess it's possible that some people are going to get lots of t-shirts.
Yes.
Marie-Pierre, do we know how many books they've sold? We haven't had an update on that recently.
Yes, we are over 1,038 books sold.
Excellent. That's really good. Okay, so it's now my job to do the opening, which is where, as Maria says, if you want to take notes, you can. I took lots and lots of notes. I'm old-fashioned. I actually ran out of notebook space. I had to rip a page out somewhere else so that I could add it. So today, what we're going to do is we're going to look at some of the success qualities. But before I do that, I do want to say a big, big thank you to everybody who's here with me on Zoom, because it's very difficult to talk to nobody. So we do appreciate you being here. And also to say thank you to everybody who's on Podbean and who is inviting people and welcoming them when they come into the group. So thank you, Lise, for doing that. And I'm just looking to see who else is here this morning. I see Lise here. Lise, looks like you're doing a solo job this morning for welcoming. So thank you very much for doing that. Okay, so today, yesterday we talked about quality number one, which was the essential quality that everybody in the top 1500 successful people highlighted as number one, and it was common sense. But the second quality is really, really simple, and it basically says, be good at what you do. So how can you be good at doing what you're meant to be doing is by doing lots and lots of practice and doing it lots and lots of times. So you need to be somebody who is really on the ball with respect to your business. And, you know, if you want to have grow your self-confidence, being good at what you do is a prerequisite to be able to build your self-confidence. It's pretty hard to build your self-confidence when you don't really know what you're talking about, right? It's not good. Okay, so quality number three, success quality, is self-reliance. So self-reliance means people that look after themselves, people that solve their own problems. They're highly responsible. They take 100% responsibility for being where they are. They are the people that exist in the circle of influence and not the circle of concern. They are not going around worrying about the world, the end of the world, or worrying about things over which they have no influence, but they are doing proactive things all the time within their circle of influence so that they are basically interacting with people and increasing their business, and they succeed because of that. And the fourth quality that we're going to talk about in a little bit more detail is about income and IQ. So a study was done in New York where they took 1,500 people and they looked at their IQs, and they also looked at their income. And what they found, that the difference between the lowest IQ and the highest IQ was about 2.5 times difference. But when they looked at the difference between the income of the lowest paid and the income of the highest paid, there was 100-fold difference. And what was really interesting is that the person who was earning the most money was not the person with the highest IQ. So just because people have high IQs does not mean that they're necessarily going to make more money than other people. So now what we're going to do is have a look at intelligence versus IQ. So intelligence is determined by the way you act. If you act intelligently, you are intelligent. If you act stupidly, you are not intelligent, irrespective of your IQ. Smart people take the actions necessary to get the results that they want. They are doing the right things, not necessarily doing things right. So intelligence can be defined as when you do things that move you towards achieving a goal, you are acting intelligently. Okay, unfortunately, there are many, many people who are doing things every single day which you probably would guarantee they will never reach their goals. And in fact, they're acting stupidly. Okay, that sounds a little harsh, doesn't it? But if we look at that literally, what does that mean? Okay, so you hear people say, oh, you know, I'd really like to be much thinner than I am. I'd like to be a really ideal weight, right? And so you say, okay, that's great. But then you see them eating a bag of chips. And then you see them sitting for 3 hours watching TV and not moving. And then you see them going out for a meal and having, you know, a big pile of French fries. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of that behavior if you're behaving intelligently some of the time. So, you know, it's very, very important. So when people say to me or say to others, I'd love to live to 80 or 90 and I want to have a healthy, happy life. So everything that you do today is going to affect what you do when you're 80. And I have a son-in-law who is a CrossFit trainer, and he is on my case all the time, right? He says things to me like, okay, because I haven't been doing any gym while I've been here in Australia, so I have to get back to CrossFit when I get there. But whenever I'm at CrossFit, he's not telling me, okay, I want you to lift this 10-pound weight. He's saying, I want you to imagine that you're going upstairs with shopping bags. And I want you to get your shoulders back and have a good posture, because when you're 80, your body is naturally going to go forward. And if you don't train it now, you'll never be able to do it. So he forces me to act intelligently. So what are you eating now? What are you doing about exercising? People say, oh, I don't need exercise. I have an active life. Yes, but maybe you're not doing the right things. Maybe you're not challenging your heart. Maybe you're not picking up weights. Maybe you're not thinking about your posture. So all of that is really important. And are you drinking and smoking? Like, don't tell me you want to live to 80 and you're still drinking regularly alcohol and smoking. Okay, so that's what I mean by acting intelligently or acting stupidly. So if you are eating the wrong foods, not exercising, not resting, you are smoking, all of this by definition means that you are behaving stupidly, right? So let's get some intelligence into our behavior. Everything you do is moving you towards or away from your goal. So there's nothing neutral, right? So it doesn't matter what you do today, it's either moving you towards what you want or it's moving you away from what you want. So an intelligent person does more things to move themselves towards their goal than they do to go against their goal. They have more positives than negatives. And everything they do or don't do counts. We need to be just as aware of our active actions as well as our inactive actions. When you are doing actions too, it is important that they are done with intention, because when they're not done with intention, it's like they're inactions. So let me tell you exactly what I mean. What that means is that if you, for example, are deciding that you would like to make some messages to people. Oh, sorry, I'm just having a lot of technical difficulties here. I'm going to keep going on Podbean and hope you're hearing me. If you decide that you have a lot of messages that you want to send people. You can either send your messages with intention, with a message for people to contact you, to call you back, to let you know what they think about what you've suggested. Or you could just be sending them a message that says, "Hi, it's Melanie. I haven't spoken to you for a long time." That message doesn't tell anybody anything. And so it's not a message with an intention. It's like you're actually doing an inaction. So it's so, so important that we have actions as that are going to work towards your end goal. So to build your self-confidence, you need to do actions that make you feel like a winner. The more we feel like a winner, the more likely we are that we will become, we will do more and more winning actions. So what I'm going to do now is hand you over to Marie-Pierre. I'm really sorry to my friends in the Zoom studio. I totally lost my connection. But I hope that Marie-Pierre will now be able to take over and tell you about things that you can do to show some of these essential qualities. So over to you, Marie-Pierre.
Thank you, Melanie. So yes, they listened to you anyway. So I found a way to share your sound from Podbean on Zoom so they could listen. They didn't see you, but they could hear you well. So thank you, Melanie. Absolutely. So yes, to finalize the Podbean from today, I have a quiz for you this morning, of course, because it's so important that with all the things that we learn with Melanie and when we read the book, of course, that's all good. But in reality, what is the intention when you put your action? It's really the simple way that we can describe that intelligence that they call it. So it's not really your IQ, but the intentionality behind every action that you do that is aligned with your objective. So it's really a journey designed to help you reflect on your current approach about the goal setting and the role of intention that play in achieving your big goals. So it's really a quiz that you have to answer honestly for yourself. It's not for someone else. It's really for yourself. So you don't want to be that delusional person that they talk about in the book. So you want to be honest to understand where you are right now. And of course, you always have the opportunity to change that at the end. But we have 10 questions that you can answer A, B, C, or D for each. And after that, I will give you the answer for every answer that you have. So let's start with question number one. So when setting goals, how often do you take the time to reflect on the why behind them? So A, always, I deeply consider my motivation. B, sometimes it depends on the goal. C, rarely, I focus more on the what than the why. Or D, never, I haven't thought about this before. Question number two. Think about a recent goal that you achieved. Did you have a clear intention or purpose driving your action toward this goal? A, yes, my intention was clear and it guided all my action. B, somewhat, but my focus was more on the action themselves than the underlying intention. C, not really. I was more focused on the end result. And D, no, I didn't consider my intention at all. Question number three. How often do you revisit and adjust your intention behind your goals as circumstances will change? A, regularly, I adapt my intention as needed. B, occasionally, sometimes I make adjustments. C, seldom, once set, my intention rarely change. And D, never, I set my intention once and I don't revisit them. Number four, when facing obstacle, How does your intention influence your approach to overcoming them? A. Significantly, my intention keeps me focused and creative in finding solution. B. Moderately, it helps, but I rely more on the external advice and strategy. C. Minimally, I'm more action-oriented and tend to forget my initial intention. And D. Not at all, I haven't connected my intention with overcoming obstacles. Question number 5. How do you measure the success of your action toward your goals? A. By how aligned they are with my core intention and value. B. By the progress I make toward the goal, partially influenced by my intention. C. Mostly by the outcome, with little consideration for my intention. Or D. Solely by the achievement of the goal, regardless of the intention behind it. Question number 6. When you think about your daily routine, how much do they align with your long-term goals and intention? A. Completely, my daily actions are fully aligned with my long-term intention. B. Mostly, I try to ensure that my daily routine reflects my bigger goals. C. Partially, some of my routine align with my goals, but others do not. Or D. Not at all, I haven't really thought by aligning my daily routine with my long-term goals. Number 7. How do you respond to unexpected opportunities or challenges that may not directly align with your current intention? A. I evaluate them carefully to see if they align with my overarching value and might adjust my intention accordingly. B. I consider them, but I'm cautious about straying too far from my set intention. C. I tend to stick to my initial intention and might miss out on unexpected opportunities. Or D. I often go with the flow, which can lead me away from my original intention. Number 8. How often do you communicate your intention to others, and how does this impact your progress toward your goal? So A. Regularly, sharing my intention will help me stay accountable and receive valuable support. B. Occasionally, I share my intention when I feel it's beneficial to my progress. C. Rarely, I keep my intention to myself, which can sometimes end up my progress. Or D. Never, I haven't considered how sharing my intention could impact my progress. Number 9. When planning for a goal, how detailed are your intentions in terms of the impact you want to achieve beyond the goal itself? So A, very detailed. I consider the broader impact of achieving my goal on myself and others. B, somewhat detailed. I think about the impact, but may not have a clear plan for every goal. C, not very detailed. I focus more on the goal than the wider impact. And D, not at all, I haven't thought about the impact beyond achieving the goal itself. And the last question, number 10. So reflecting on past successes, how often have you attributed these successes to your clear intention rather than just hard work or luck? So A, always, I firmly believe that my intention play a key role in my successes. B, often, I recognize the role of intention, but also acknowledge hard work and some luck. C. Sometimes I tend to attribute success more to hard work and occasionally luck. And D. Rarely or never, I haven't really considered the role of intention in my past successes. So now that you answer the 10 questions, you can count how many A's, how many B's, how many C's, and how many D's that you got. So if you have mostly these, you are at the start of your journey in understanding and applying that intentionality in your actions. So recognizing the power of intention in goal setting can transform your approach and the result that you will achieve. if you have mostly C's, so you tend to focus more on the action and the outcome than the intention behind your goals. So reflecting more of your motivation can provide greater clarity and drive in your pursuit. If you have mostly B, you have a good sense of intentionality, but there's room to deepen the connection between your intention and your action. So focusing more on the why can amplify your effectiveness and fulfillment. And if you have mostly A's, you're highly intentional in your action. So always keeping your core motivation and value at the forefront of your goal setting and pursuit. So this strong foundation is likely to enhance your resilience and satisfaction with your achievement. So again, when you answer a quiz like that, regardless of the result that you got, it's recognizing that the importance of the intentionality in achieving your goal is the first step toward a profound personal growth. So you have to say, okay, it's today, my answer is that, but tomorrow I can make a difference. I can decide that I will put intention behind every action that I do, because I know that I will have that motivation and I will have that renewed purposes. So I know that it's going to turn my dreams into reality and not just dream. So I hope on that you will have a beautiful day and a beautiful weekend. And we will see you next week with the winners of our different challenges. So have a good day. Bye, everyone.